Thank you. Thank you. gesture. And that is this, that before we decide either to save the planet or to destroy it, we pause for a moment of silence. I don't mean that kind of grim silence which one observes when somebody says, such and such a famous person has just died, and we'll observe a moment of silence in his honor, and everybody frowns and thinks very serious thoughts. That's not silence at all. I mean real silence, in which we stop thinking and experience reality as reality is. Because after all, if I talk all the time, I can't hear what anyone else has to say. And if I think all the time, and by that I mean specifically talking to yourself subvocally inside your skull, if I think all the time, I have nothing to think about except thoughts. And so I'm never in touch with the real world. Now, what is the real world? Some people have the theory that the real world is material or physical. I say it's made of kind of a stuff. Other people have the theory that the real world is spiritual or mental. But I want you to point out that both those theories of the world are concepts. They're constructions of words. And the real world is not an idea. It is not words. Reality is. And the real world is not an idea. It is not words. Reality is.
The next song is dedicated to the people of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Just a little rain falling all around. The grass lifts its head to the heavenly sun. Just a little rain.
Momo, hoorspelserie naar de verhalen van Martin Toonder in de bewerking van Peter Tenuil. Vandaag vertelt Sylvia Porta De Kwanten, deel 1. Van de nu volgende geschiedenis over de kwanten kunnen oplettende luisteraars veel leren. Bijvoorbeeld dat dromen lang niet altijd bedrog zijn. En ook dat wensvervullingen vaak trammelant en tierenlier geven, zeker als de een iets anders wil dan de ander.
Op een mooie avond in de lente wandelden Tom Poes en heer Bommel een beetje in de maneschijn. Een zacht windje woei uit het zuiden en voer de zoete geuren mee. En om de torens van slot Bommelstein fladderden de vleermuizen.